Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Saints Coaches Show here on the Community Coffee Saints Radio Network. I'm Zach Strief, and along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and I've just hung up the phone with Saints head coach Sean Payton, joined now by Saints wide receivers coach Curtis C.J. Johnson. C.J., how you doing, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. I just miss you off the basketball court, man. We just have some fun on the court now.
I'm with you. Listen, they took that away from us this year, CJ. We'll have to get it back next year to break in.
Let's go do it again.
Call David Griffin and start working out those rookies over there in the Pelicans building. CJ, we appreciate you joining the show, man. I'll start you off with a question. A player I've been really impressed with him, and he's really surprised me at the wide receiver position, and he was so good and is so good in special teams, which was the reason he's brought in. But Deonte Harris and his development at the wide receiver position, I'm just curious, from your perspective of maybe what's the ceiling for Deonte Harris? What type of player can he be, and do you see his role expanding, continuing to expand as a wide receiver in this offense?
And Coach Johnson, now CJ, is it all about coaching? It's all up to you to get up to the next level?
Well, you know what, I would say this. I think Phil and Ridge, the special team coaches, were the first guys who turned us on to him. I mean, we last year in training camp, he was really injured most of the time, and I mean, we just didn't know what we had. Myself and Ronald Curry, who is the receiver coach, I mean, we just fell in love with him. If there is a limit for this young man, I don't know where it is. He can do it all. He can catch, he has soft hands, he can run with the ball. He's quick in and out of breaks, and he plays big. He can go up and get the ball. This kid is just phenomenal. He's just getting used to playing and doing so much special teams, but he's a phenomenal young man. We just love what we have with him.
Now, CJ, looking at I like anything that is NFL history. And Zach knows that. And I'm looking at Michael Thomas. And I think ultimately, dealing with Andrew and he's coming back, 482nd of his career, he catches a pass. He broke the record of a player in the first five NFL seasons, previously held by a local product, former LSU star Jarvis Landry, who had at the end of the 2018 season. But he's now caught 55 more passes than anyone in the first five seasons. So it just seems like, I don't know, get Mike the ball. You can't guard Mike, whatever. But did Taysom Hill throw it too hard? Come on. It's like all of a sudden I hear Zach on the radio and he's saying, oh, I don't know, it was like too much juice on it. I go, what? Michael Thomas dropped that ball. I know you were telling him there's no way he should drop that.
No, absolutely not. I guess he's been out for a while, and maybe he took his eye off that one, but he's caught so many. He's like a human vacuum. He catches everything for a big guy. He has short area quickness. He can break away from guys. He can run away from guys. I mean, Mike's a sensational athlete, but he hadn't been playing for so long, man, so many weeks. I was just happy to see him back in the lineup. I was just happy to see him running, catching, jump. He's so courageous. Dude, he just loved watching him play. He's wonderful to watch.
Now, CJ, the Saints wide receiver coach, Curtis Johnson, boy, you know who I've been impressed with is another Tennessee product like Alvin Kamara. It's all about opportunity. Marquez Callaway. I mean, it just seems like with Callaway that he'll do whatever the team wants him to do, you know, whether it's in the return game as a special teamer, and then he's also as a receiver. I mean, he's not little, 6'2", 205, but you got to be impressed so far with his work ethic and where he's at.
Absolutely. You know, I've been hearing about this young man for years. One of the guys I coached at the University of Miami, coaching at Tennessee, Kevin Beard, he'd always tell me about Marquez. And so when we got him, myself and RSC, Ronald Curley, we were beaming upon him, but we just didn't see enough of him. We didn't have enough of a spring ball, like we call it. He didn't have enough, you know, a training camp. But every time he'd get the ball, he would flash. He'd make a big play downfield. It would be another long run. And Sean and those guys were wise enough not to put him on practice squad. But this kid is a player. I mean, he's just going to get better and better and better. He's smart. He's getting accustomed to the offense. He's a dynamite special teams player.
Speaking with Saints wide receivers coach Curtis Johnson. CJ, Emmanuel Sanders was brought in to be the number two guy next to Mike Thomas this year. Kind of a desire of a lot of Saints fans around the Gulf South in the last couple of years. And, you know, he's been a big play receiver throughout his career. And we saw him yesterday, you know, get behind coverage a couple of times, get some opportunities down the field. Do you feel like having Taysom or Jameis at quarterback almost unlocks Emmanuel's potential a little bit down the field?
Yeah, well, Drew, also, it's just a matter of time for Emmanuel. You know, Emmanuel's, you know, we're figuring him out. He's figuring us out. He's getting to the offense. It doesn't matter. I think Emmanuel played for a bunch of different quarterbacks. Peyton Manning was one of them he played for. I mean, he's going to do well wherever he is or whatever he does. It's just, you know, we just got to continue to create more plays for him and do so well. I mean, we started, you know, develop so many weapons with Alvin and Latavius and all those guys and Jared and, you know, and all the tight ends. We're happy to have what we have, you know, all the guys we have playing for us. But Emmanuel's a fantastic player.
Now, CJ, you talk about development of receivers because you got an expanded practice squad. It's different this year because of COVID. All the Saints fans, we all familiar with Tommy Lee Lewis. We all know about Austin Carr and Benny Fowler. Now he's on injured reserve. But the one player that catches my attention because, I don't know, he's the biggest dude. And that being Juwan Johnson, 6'4", 231 out of Oregon, a rookie. I mean, I've seen him at times make plays like Callaway.
He definitely does. He's big, he's fast, and he's physical. That's the one thing that I can say. But it's just unfortunate that he's playing a little bit behind Michael Thomas. And, you know, we never got a chance to really see what he could do because Mike was always making plays. He was always in there. I think Juwan's going to be a great player for us. And one thing about a big guy that's 235 pounds, man, he can run. So there will always be a place for him on the roster somewhere.
Saints wide receivers coach Curtis Johnson. CJ, man, we appreciate the time as always. I appreciate you coming on and reminding everybody of my basketball prowess and how good we were on the hardwood back in our day. I appreciate all that stuff. But good luck out in Denver. Congrats on the win this weekend.
Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.